Hey, rockers, welcome back to This Week in Rock Music History for September the 22nd through the 28th, a week packed with super tours, super labels, and super heavy riffs. So let's jump in. Let's start with September 22nd, 1972. David Bowie kicks off his Ziggy Stardust North American tour in Cleveland. Think about it. Glitter, glam, and guitars arriving like a spaceship to the U.S. This wasn't just a tour. It was an invasion that rewired American rock. On September 22nd, 1985, the very first Farm Aid went down in Champaign, Illinois. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Tom Petty, B.B. King, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, you name it, they were there. Not only did it raise millions for struggling farmers, but it showed that rock and roll had a heart, and it's still going strong to this day. That same week in 1980, David Geffen launched Geffen Records, and before long, he had Aerosmith, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, and countless others under the banner. Not a bad start for a record label. September 28, 1978, Black Sabbath released Never Say Die, their last album with the original lineup. By 1979, Ozzy was out of the band. But hey, if you're going to bow out, might as well leave with a record full of riffs that still hold up. And on September 22, 1965, Grace Slick hit the stage for the very first time with the Great Society in San Francisco. A few years later, she'd be fronting Jefferson Airplane and singing White Rabbit. Not a bad career jump. Here's a little fun fact for you. When Farm Aid launched in 1985, a lot of critics said it would be a one-time deal, like a charity stunt. Yet here we are, decades later, and Farm Aid is still rocking, proving music really can make a difference. And that, my friends, is your rewind for September 22nd through the 28th, from Bowie's Glitter Invasion to Sabbath's Last Gasp with Ozzy, and from Farm Aid's Big Heart to Geffen's Big Wallet. It's another week where rock ruled the world. Subscribe, share it with your fellow rock fans, and keep it cranked. I'm Jimmy. We'll catch you next time on the Rock Pod. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.